Exclusive, MTG, get ready for Democrats to launch a 2024 Russian disinfo hoax. By Wendell Hasebo on March 1, 2024. Get ready for Democrats to fabricate another Russian disinformation hoax heading into the 2024 presidential election. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, warned Republicans in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. Prominent Democrats recently demanded the Justice Department probe GOP lawmakers for calling for an investigation into an FBI confidential human source, CHS, Alexander Smirnov, who alleged a Biden bribe. In February, the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden arrested the FBI's CHS for lying about the alleged bribe. DOJ must investigate whether and when Grassley, Comer or Jordan knew that Smirnov was spreading Russian disinformation. Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, posted on X. Comer and Jordan clearly will be conspiring with Putin to interfere in the election if they continue with this bogus impeachment. It's very clear that they've all been dupes to a Russian disinformation propaganda effort, Democrat House Oversight Committee ranking member Jamie Raskin, DMD, claimed. Citing Democrats' comments, Green explained the hoax would be designed to fit the media's narrative to both attack former President Donald Trump and protect the Biden family. I have a prediction that they're going to move it on to members of Congress like me and others. Jim Jordan, Jamie Comer, any of us that got hot and heavy on this Ukraine Burisma stuff. That they're somehow going to say that Republicans are Russian sympathizers. They're going to call me that anyway, because I won't fund the Ukraine war. They're probably going to accuse us of being Russian sympathizers and falling for Russian disinformation and its election meddling. And then Democratic members of Congress here are already saying they will not certify Trump's election if he wins. There's a really weird theme in there with the whole Russian thing, Green said. Hunter testified Wednesday that his purpose for joining Burisma's board was to counter Russian aggression. He said he was picked to serve on Burisma's board to defend democracy and Burisma was stopping Russian aggression, Green said. Hunter's claim indicates bizarre reasoning never before revealed. Republicans suspect Hunter was not on the board of Burisma to impede President Putin. In 2015, Burisma was under suspicion of money laundering and public corruption. Prosecutor Viktor Shokin investigated the case before his termination due to pressure from then-Vice President Joe Biden, who threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma. Biden later bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.